A következő műsor megtekintése 16 éven aluliak számára nem ajánlott.
I started learning classical guitar maybe at the age of 10, but I didn't really like it. I had a very boring teacher who was grumpy all the time. Sorry, Mr. Dalbert, if you end up watching this. Then I found, I discovered the electric guitar maybe when I was 13 or 14, and the Red Hot Chili Peppers, and that lit a fire inside me.
Blew your tiny mind.
Blew my tiny mind, and I was obsessed. Since then, I've tried lots of different styles, and I started learning when I was 10, but I feel like when I was about 14, when I discovered John Frusciante and Stevie Ray Vaughan and Jimi Hendrix, that's when I feel like I started enjoying music.
I've always sung since birth, I suppose. Maybe not melodically as a child, but I've always known singing, so I've always sung, but about 3 years ago I started to study music and I did my degree in music, so I've been singing forever. I picked up the guitar when I was about 14 or 15, but started seriously playing it in the band. There were different forms of the band. It initially started out with me and Tom, and that was a good 4 years ago.
Maybe longer.
Maybe
I'm going to say 5 or 6.
And yeah, we started playing together and we started learning how to write together and get comfortable with each other musically. And it sort of just evolved out of that.
Teo and I we liked lots of the same music. And I knew that she sang and she knew that I played guitar. And I actually remember our first jam session. We played Blue Ridge Mountains by Fleet Foxes, and you improvised some harmonies. But then the incarnation as we will be appearing tonight, that's probably about 3 years old. From London. We all live in London.
I was born in South Africa and I moved to London about 6 years ago in 2008, and London has been my home ever since, so that's like the base of the band now. Well, I like to think that I can bring some rhythm, mm-hmm. rhythm to the band and some groove in my rhythmic phrasing in my vocals. I studied a bit of world music, funnily enough, in London, and one of the projects I did was to write some South African music, so sort of get back in touch with my musical roots. And I hope I carry that forward with me into the band.
There's the Cream influence was something we began with, maybe, but myself and the other two members of the band and Taya as well, as I said, enjoy lots of other styles, so we didn't really set out to make music which was psychedelic like Cream or any other thing, really. I think to this day we just try to make music which is interesting to us.
And honest, I think.
No particular agenda. Really.
I think the music we make is honest to ourselves. We don't try to put it in a box before it's written. So every song can be different, and there is no holding back in that way. And we have so many varying influences. Alex, you know, he loves 80s classics. He likes jazz. He likes this. And I like more contemporary indie stuff, and we just kind of fuse it all together and hope for the best. But it works out.
Thank you.
At the same time as I was enjoying Stevie Ray Vaughan and Jimi Hendrix, I listened to Eric Clapton and Cream. So there's, we definitely do, that's something, that's music we do enjoy. But also we thought it was a cool name, essentially. I'd hesitate to say that that's a huge influence. That's one, it's a primary influence. Although we like that music, we also like lots of other different types. So
we're not out to do Cream covers. I mean, that's cool, but I think we sound quite, we don't sound quite that 60s kind of sound. We have elements of it, but I just love that album as a kid growing up. It was, when I heard it, that was an eye-opener for me, and I like the visual kind of aspect of Disraeli Gears. It's a weird kind of mix of vowels, and it tumbles off your tongue, I suppose. It is a weird juxtaposition.
I mean, that's Ginger Baker, Jack Bruce, and Eric Clapton's joke. I think that was just an in-joke with that trio. So we tribute the album, and they tribute the Prime Minister, if you see what I mean. So we have no affiliation with Disraeli or Gladstone.
Or any other Prime Minister. We're not.
No. We don't. No, we're apolitical.
Yeah.
Die.
Every song is different. Sometimes I'll think of a phrase of words or a melody, and I'll bring that to the band. Sometimes we just jam, and it will happen spontaneously. And Sam, the bassist, will send an idea along, and we work on it any way we can. So if we can't be together, well, one of us will carry on with it. If we can be together, then we'll write and jam it out and play it live. And at the moment, we're using a mixture of live kind of jamming and recording and writing as we record in our bedroom at the moment.
Thank you.
we really appreciate playing in lots of different places around the UK.
Especially up north, where you study. The rest of the band studied in Leeds while I studied in London, so we kind of wrote long distance for a little while.
But we...
And the scene there is amazing. The music scene is...
There are lots of really, really great music scenes outside of London. Not that London's bad, it's just it's very big. So we've really enjoyed playing elsewhere where the music scene is more compact and people know each other and...
Good place to cut your teeth and grow as a band and then, you know, ready for London.
We've just finished a UK tour, so that was a lot of fun. But yeah, often it will be a one-off gig like this. But we're kind of dividing our time between writing and... So we generally write for maybe 3 months or so and then do a bunch of gigs.
Get those songs into a live setting and really test them, see if they can work. Mm-hmm. But I'd say we try to gig as much as possible. And
when we've done the preparation.
Yeah. The songs definitely change a lot and they keep changing over time. We do test out the songs and... If there's one element that doesn't work, we'll get back to work on that and figure out how to make it work live. Because when the adrenaline's pumping and, you know, you're out there on the stage, it's really telling. Is the song easy enough to get out? Is it tight enough? Is it something that keeps people interested?
I think when you play a song live, there's not much to hide behind, so it really, the weak points reveal themselves. So it's something we value, and lots of our songs have changed. They've grown, evolved because of that.
Bird, and they let time last you.
sometimes I do wonder where we'd be if we didn't bother with putting our songs on the internet, or if that didn't exist.
It's a necessity. To be a band of this era, you've got to have an online presence, and you've got to market yourself in a way that, well, it's such a good way to get music out to people. So I suppose what I'm trying to say is that nowadays it's not as simple as being picked up by a record label and they saying we'll invest in you and we'll grow you. You've got to do that yourself. You've got to manage yourself. You've got to create your fan base and nurture your fan base, and doing that online is one of the simplest way to do it nowadays.
We've always organised our own gigs, so the UK tour we just put together was something we did just through, like I said, through people we've met along the way, who are always really really nice and really more than happy to have us back again. So it really wasn't too hard to organise that ourselves, just because we've played at a lot of places and people are generally really really nice and really accommodating.
Thank you. You've been very kind. Thank you, everybody. We're just really good, and this has been amazing. This is our first time in Budapest, I said earlier, and we really like the city. Thank you for having us.
I suppose it's a tour, although we're only doing one gig.
This is the only one gig tour.
And it's our first time playing abroad. So
it's very exciting.
This gig is just, we're not doing it to necessarily gain loads of fans in Hungary, but it's just fun for us, really. We just really wanted to come out here.
To see how our music translates in a completely different environment.
After this, we're going home, but we've had such a great time here already before we've even played, so we'd love to come back. Lots of our friends have toured this part of Europe, so I think at some point in the near future we'll head back and make more of coming out here, so maybe play more cities in Hungary we definitely love to carry on coming out here
and in Europe, throughout Europe and then the world maybe.
We'll see.
Let me again, let you.